and, in their isolation, morbid self-repression, and struggled for life with relentless nature. There came to them dark, furtive traits from the prehistoric depths of their cold northern heritage. By necessity, practical, and by philosophy, stern, these folk were not beautiful in their sins. Erring as all mortals must, they were forced by their rigid code to seek concealment above all else, so that they came to use less and less taste in what they concealed. Only the silent, sleepy, staring houses in the backwoods can tell all that has lain hidden since the early days. And they are not communicative, being loath to shake off the drowsiness which helps them forget. Sometimes one feels that it would be merciful to tear down these houses, for they must often dream. It was to a time-battered edifice of this description that I was driven one afternoon in November 1896 by a rain of such chilling copiousness that any shelter was preferable to exposure. I had been traveling for some time amongst the people of the Miskatonic Valley in quest of a certain genealogical data, and from the remote, devious, and problematical nature of my course, had deemed it convenient to employ a bicycle.